On the Big Sports Breakfast, let's take a closer look at what's happening in the world of soccer, thanks to Wideline Windows and Doors, Parramatta, Tuggerah and Broadmeadow.
Well, it's a rap-a-thon this morning. Even Rod Gallegos got a $13 winner yesterday, and our man Phil Moss continues his terrific tipping form with both Champions League victors this morning. The results, correct. G'day, Mossy. Well done.
All part of the service,
well
guys.
Well done, Mossy.
Really happy when we
great stuff.
What does it all mean, mate? Barcelona 0, Juventus 0, Monaco 3-1 over poor old Borussia Dortmund. I reckon they'd still be horrified.
Yeah, that's right.
By what happened.
I mean, look,
the bus attack.
Emotionally, it would have been very draining. As I said last week, right off the top, the pressure from the families about their safety would have been first and foremost. But, look, disappointing for Dortmund fans and the players and everyone associated with the club that, you know, it was just bad timing, wasn't it, at such a crucial time. But Monaco certainly took full advantage. So they're through, Juve through. And Allegri can talk about going for the win all he likes. Juve and Italians are traditionally fantastic defenders. I am actually going to say that they're going to go very close to winning this tournament.
Juventus?
Okay. Yeah. They're heading for their sixth straight Serie A title. Mm. And they are a fantastic side. And I think they've got every chance of going all the way.
All right.
And Monaco, of course, dream run for them. The semi-final draw is tomorrow in Switzerland, and also the Europa League semi-final draw as well.
So, Messi.
No, done. But speaking of Messi, what about yesterday's debate, TK?
Next week, Messi v Ronaldo. Next
El Clasico this Sunday at the Bernabeu. So that should be an absolute rip snorter. Real Madrid 3 points ahead of Barcelona going to that one.
Wouldn't be too many spare seats there, would there?
No, wouldn't think Ronaldo's in top.
There'd be a few scalpers out the front of the stadium as well, I reckon.
It's just phenomenal what they both do. Now we're reading about Robbie Fowler, the Liverpool legend, possible Jets coach. But then we had a text saying Harry Kewell as well. Is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, they're both in the frame, apparently, according to reports. Now, I've got a pretty firm view on this one, and this is probably going to scupper your scuttlebutt, TK, about me going there. I reckon they need stability. They need a tried and tested A-League coach who knows the landscape to give that club some stability. Ernie Merrick, who left Wellington during the season, earlier this season, I think he's a prime candidate. Laurie McKinnon knows him well. He's had amazing success in the A-League, but they've had something like six coaches in three seasons. Mm. So it's time for Newcastle to give their fans some stability, some direction. And I think Ernie Merrick, for mine, if you look around at who's available, I think he would be a perfect fit for
all right,
club.
So they can't gain the stability from these two big
Well, I just don't think so. I mean, Harry Kewell's untested. Yeah. You know, he's coached a bit over at Watford in the under-20s.
Why did he leave Watford?
Well, I hadn't had a win since something like September, I think.
So he didn't leave voluntarily?
Well, it came across that way, but it was termed as parted ways.
They're under-23s team.
Yeah, under-23s or under-20s, I think it was. Yeah. Under-20s.
Because it was only a couple of weeks ago we had a chat with him, and I think he was loving the coaching.
Yeah, all reports are he is loving it, and he's putting 150% into it, which you have to do, obviously. But, that was his first taste of it, so now he knows what to expect from coaching. But going into the hot seat as the head coach at a club, you know, with the senior team is very different to coaching the reserve team.
Yeah, I suppose Pop has done it, hasn't he? And his next move will be a big one, I would think.
Yeah, that's Popper. Right. I think Popper will
sort of work for him.
Definitely.
Have you ruled yourself out of the position yet?
No, of course not. You leave every option open. I just think that Ernie Merrick would be a fantastic fit up there.
You want to break something, don't you? You love it. He loves it.
Do you want to go to Sydney FC? Good news for all Sydney FC fans. Ninkovic, this is from the mouth of Graham Arnold yesterday afternoon. Ninkovic will resume training today. Mm-hmm. After that horrible tackle from Ben Kantorowski in the weekend's game, looked like it might have put his finals campaign in doubt, but he has recovered very well.
Did I see he's not sealed for next year, Ninkovic?
Well, no, he's not. He's asked the club to leave everything till the end of the season. Let's get the grand final out of the way, and then we'll sit down. I'm pretty confident Sydney FC will keep him.
And, mate, this Brisbane Wanderers game is all going well there?
Well, it's going better for Western Sydney Wanderers than it is for Brisbane. I think the Thomas Bruch announcement, he came out and caught the club unaware by announcing that he'll be leaving at the end of the season. He did that a couple of days ago. after sitting down with John Aloisi, who couldn't promise him anything for next season. And the word is that young Joe Coletti, who's a star on the rise, has forced their hand with Thomas Broich because they can't fit both under the salary cap. You've got one at 36, one who's just starting his career and a real star of the future. But Brisbane are now in damage control.
Right.
Over the time of the announcement, I think they've got themselves to blame. They should have come out before round 27 and said, this is the landscape. Let's give Thomas a fantastic send-off during the finals. They could have handled it much better. Instead, it was 2 days or three days before the elimination.
So final. If I told you at tab.com.au, Brisbane Roar 215, the Wanderers 310, we won't get official tips till tomorrow being Friday, but you'd be willing to speculate there on the Wanderers at those odds.
I would, for two reasons. The Broich factor, I think it could rattle Brisbane, and also Western Sydney Wanderers are defending much better than Brisbane at this time of the season. Defence wins your big games.
Mm. And it's amazing, the sides like Brighton and Hove Albion, this sort of promotion to the EPL, how much extra money, the millions, tens of millions injected.
It's incredible, Slats. And given a few, not too long ago, they were on the brink of extinction this club. They haven't played in the top flight since 1983.
Wow.
So an absolutely wonderful achievement, Brighton Hove Albion, to be in the English Premier League next season.
Yeah, unbelievable.
They're at the big dance. They're at the big table.
They are. Yes. The only problem is they spend that $283 million on players. And probably more.
To try and stay up.
It's just like a never-ending financial.
But what I will say is if they do go back down straight away, there is parachute payments. So either way, they're in a much better position than what they were a few weeks ago.
Good on you, Phil.
Thanks, guys.
Well done, Mossy.
See you tomorrow
good
with
to
the tips.
Mate. Yeah, can't wait.
The all-important tips. Phil Moss.